It's been a frosty few days for Johannesburg residents. Coupled with the icy weather, the city has experienced load shedding and extended power outages for up to 24 hours in some instances. The woes continue. Load shedding has always impacted Johannesburg Water, leaving residents with compromised basic services. General Manager for Operations at Johannesburg Water, Etienne Hugo.
Where we need to pump water from one reservoir to the next reservoir, or from a specific reservoir into a tower. So therefore, if there's load shedding, we will not be able to do that. Where it does become a problem is when we need to pump from the reservoir into a water tower. A water tower is designed not necessarily to provide storage, but actually to provide pressure to the surrounding community. You know, the water tower don't have really a retention time, then the people is affected with water as well.
Hospitals in the city have also raised the alarm, having to treat patients without water for lengthy periods in recent weeks. Nathan Lang, not his real name, was a patient at the Helen Joseph Hospital in Auckland Park last week. He says his stay at the facility was revolting as it was functioning with very limited water at a time when the country is battling a deadly pandemic.
The toilets stink to hell in high heaven again. Nobody's got answers. Of me physically opening a tap and you can see the water is not coming out. The toilets can't flush and yeah, it's actually a very unhygienic situation. They give you a 500 milliliter water bottle. You're supposed to flush the toilet and wash your hands with that.
Meanwhile, residents of Johannesburg say between load shedding, perpetual power outages and disruptions in water supply, they have no faith that government will ever be able to deliver on basic services that they are paying exorbitant rates for.
The normal load shedding, which we've been accustomed to now. The water supply issues is, I would say, just as bad. When you do get water, you notice that the water either has a weird smell or the color is off. I just don't understand how the province of Gauteng, which is supposed to be the hub of the country, can't get simple infrastructure right.
For services that are meant to be a basic need and which taxpayers have to fit the bill for. What is more frustrating is the disruptions are due to existing infrastructure not being maintained and upgraded. Because of this, I, like many residents, have to incur additional costs to purchase backup alternative services.
While several hospitals in Johannesburg still battle to function optimally with incessant supply challenges, Hugo says water tankers are providing these facilities with water.
If I specifically talk about the Rima Musa as well as the Helen Joseph Hospital, since the 18th of May, there was routine maintenance that was done on the bulk supply system from Rand Water at the 18th pump station. And since that routine maintenance has been carried out, we did not manage to recover the bulk supply into our reservoirs. Bulk supply is not recovered, the reservoirs run low. While we're recovering our normal water supply, we provide alternative water to the hospital. The high pressure pumps, we pump continuously from mobile tankers through the high pressure pump so that we can get water into the hospital tanks.
The Human Rights Commission this week visited the Rahima Musa and Helen Joseph hospitals, terming the situation dire. As taps run dry in parts of Johannesburg, residents have been warned that the state of affairs could worsen. Prabhashini Murli, SABC News, Johannesburg.